down now. We discussed yesterday whether the Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaShevach or a Birchas HaMitzvah. Many years ago, I think Rav Schechter, I think he wrote this as well, that he thought that should be a determining factor in who the Mesadeh Kiddushin is. That if the job, the Mesadeh Kiddushin is, says the Birchas Erusin. So he suggested that if it's a birchas hamitzvah, that means that it's that the mevorech is really doing the brach on behalf of the chosen. So then the makes sense. The chosen should be the one who chooses who the mevorech is. On the other hand, he thought if it's a birchas hashevach, so then it's the tzibur giving Shevach to Rabbanu Shalom when they see the mitzvah of Kiddushin taking place. And as he said yesterday, the extra the Kiddusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us through the mitzvahs that determine Ishus. And he thought if that's the case, then it should really belong to the belongs to Tzibur, to the most popular Rav in the Yitzibur should be the one who's Masada, who says the brach. So, Lanias Daiti, I don't know if this is if it's Muchrach. Even if it's a Birchas HaShevach, it may belong to the Chosan. That certainly is the Minig. The Minig is that the Chosan determines who's the Mavarech, who's the Masada Kiddush. So, even if it's a Birchas HaShevach, because the birchas hashevach, there are birchos hashevach which are specific to individuals. And the moshal birchas hagomel is a birchas hashevach, because that one individual feels the yeshua more than anybody else. Right? We hear a story about a yeshua, so we're not mechuyim to make a birchas hashevach. It's a person who personally feels that the yeshua. You have a birchas hashevach that. Not quite the same, but the Birchas HaShevach on thunder and lightning could be that other people already made the bracha, so you make the bracha now. So it doesn't mean that there are Birchas HaShevach which are probably specific to individuals. So it could be that the Birchas HaShevach is mutol on the chosam. And the other question one can raise in terms of the analysis is that the Birchas Erusin does not necessarily determine who the Mesadeh Kiddushin is. Mesadeh Kiddushin is an institution which began, you'll see in Mesechtas Kiddushin, there's no mention of Mesadeh Kiddushin Machlal. Mesadeh Kiddushin began with the times of the Gaonim, when there was no Rav responsible for Seder Kiddushin. And several mistakes kept on being made during Kiddushin. The Ksuba wasn't done properly, the Tabas wasn't owned by the Chosan. Different problems came up. So Chazal made, so the Gaonim made a takana that the Rav of the town has to be present at every Seder Kiddushin to take place in town. That's how the whole institution of Mesadeh Kiddushin began. In fact, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he writes that it's the job of the Rav of the Shul. In other words, there was a shaila that was raised to Rav Moshe where there was a certain kpeda that members of the Shul did not want to follow. I think it was having the Rav didn't want to be Masada Kiddushin if the Seder Kiddushin took place inside the Shul. I think that was the issue. So the wrote to Rav Moshe, is he mechuyev to the Masada Kiddushin if the people of his tzibur don't be makbar in his kpeda? So Rav Moshe wrote, yeah, if you're the Rav of the Shul, you're mechuyev. If you're not the Rav of the Shul, so you can choose whether you want to be involved or not. But if you're the Rav of the Shul, that means that you accepted one of your jobs is to be Masada Kiddushin. That was the Takkan of the Gaon. We don't have a Rav of every town, we have a Rav of Shuls now. So it becomes the job of the Rav of the Shul. If the Balei Simcha want to violate something which is usur by all standards, so then the Masada Kiddushin obviously can't be involved. But if the Masada Kiddushin, by his own understanding, understands that this is something that many posts are makel on, he's machmer on it. So he can't use that to get out of the obligation that he has for Masada Kiddushin. That's the Malach of Rav Moshe. But that's an interesting nafkamina, whether it's a birchas hashevach or birchas hamitzvah. Again, lechayr, it may not be mukhrach. Bechlal, I often have this discussion that when simcha, so sometimes the chassan wants a certain rav, a certain rebbe to be the Masada Kiddushin, even though there are much greater Talmidei Chacham present, even though there are gedolim present. So that's very important to, or sometimes there are parents and grandparents. So it's a question of kibud avein. So that should lechora take precedence. There are gedolim Yisrael present, if there are great Talmidei Chacham presence, so then the kavod that we give to gedolim and great Talmidei Chacham should be a major concern. So I often have that fight with chassanim, that at least the birchas erusin and the Masada Kiddushin itself, that's a lot of work that can give to anybody. That that's doing the ksuva and taking care of things, make sure everything is in its place. But the birchas erusin, so lechora, there are many amiable arguments between gedolim as to who should be have birchas erusin. But if there's a gadol Yisrael presence, then certainly an older rav was given a lot to Klal Yisrael. So that lechora should take precedence, certainly for the birchas erusin. One can split the birchas erusin and the Siddur Kiddushin. Good. Let's just as a ha'ara on yesterday's shir. Today I want to focus on the issue of, I left something else open yesterday, the ha'ara of the Netziv. The Netziv points out that even though that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kiddushin and the mitzvah of Pirkei Ribi are two separate mitzvahs, Reishit Beis and Reishit Gimel, nevertheless, the Netziv points out in the Shiltas that if you look at the Rambam says that if a person does not get married, he's mevatel the mitzvah of Pirkei Ribi. He doesn't say you're mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So lechora, if that would be the Rosh, it'd be perfect. That's what the Rosh says, that getting married is hechsher mitzvah of Pirkei Ribi. So that'd be a perfect lashon for the Rosh, but the Rambam says it. So why should the Rambam say? The Rambam should say if you don't get married, so then you're mevatel the mitzvah of not getting married or Reishit Gimel. You're mevatel the mitzvah of Reishit Beis. So what's the answer? It's pashut. What's the answer? Based on another shita of Rambam. No, in Isha's Perak Aleph in Halacha Dalet. The Rambam shita is that via shelo b'kiddushin is aser, and he said deiraisa. Right, machlekes Rambam Raivid. Whether the Isra of Kedesha is an Isra of any time when has Bia Shalo Bekidushin of Ksuva, or whether the Isra of Kedesha is what we call a prasad, a zonos, mafkira herself. So in Rambam, the mitzvah of Piri Viribya has to be linked with the mitzvah of Kiddushin. It doesn't mean it's actually a mitzvah. It's two mitzvahs that are, that the Ribbon Shalom linked up together. Because the mitzvah of Piri Viribya, one can only be Mekayim if one is Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Because it's usher to have Biya without Kiddushin. Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds that if one is moiled a mamzer, one is mekayim mitzvah piri ribya. If one is moiled with a pilegesh, one is mekayim the mitzvah piri ribya. For Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam apparently holds that since the Ribbono Shel Olam made these two mitzvahs, and they are, and one is a prerequisite for the other, that doesn't mean it's a hechsher mitzvah. It still is a mitzvah. But it happens that mitzvah A is a prerequisite for mitzvah B. And the only way to mekayim mitzvah B is for mitzvah A. And if I'm not mekayim mitzvah A, then I'm mevatel mitzvah A and mitzvah B. So when the Rambam writes that a person doesn't get married, he's mevatel the mitzvah, of course he's mevatel the kiddushin. You don't have to say that. That is a syllogism, right? If a person doesn't get married, he doesn't get married. He's not mekayim, that doesn't have to be said. But to say that the Rambam is pointing out that one will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Ribya, that's already a chiddush. It's pointing out to us that the Ribbono Shel Olam made these two mitzvahs dependent on each other. Alright? But that does not mean that one is a hechsher for the other. Now, if Kamina, but the hechsher and hechsher, probably if one is mechuyev, how much one is mechuyev to spend on the mitzvah wraps. Right? Nafkamino is very similar. Nafkamino is whether if one is Mekayim the mitzvah, if you're Rivius, if it's still Mechuyiv, they get married. According to Raman Silichiyiv. Right? If one cannot be Mekayim, Piri Rivia, Rachman al Litzlan. So Raman says it's still the mitzvah to get married. Right? Ben?
Would, according to the Rush, would that be considered a mitzvah Ba'al Yedeh Dera?
If what?
You have Bia and you're Mekayim the mitzvah through Rabu.
L'chayra, yeah.
Without having Kiddushin.
L'chayra.
That would still be a mitzvah.
See, he's still Mekayim the mitzvah, apparently.
But I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure if the mitzvah of Bali Yadera is that.
Machlaikis, whether it's Machlaikis and Tzmura. So we'd have to assume that it's he's Mekayim the mitzvah, according to Rosh. Unless you say it's not be'idna, it's only mitzvah of eretz. That those who say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah is that they have to be simultaneous. L'chayra is simultaneous. Could be that Piri Ribya is not defined as a maisa via per se, but it's more his askus in having children. May include much more. I mean, that's Rabbi Yochanan Perler defines it very crisply. That it's that there are many achanas that are required for Piri Ribya. The major one is getting married, right? The obvious also is a part of the mitzvah, obviously. So it could be that the mitzvah of Piri Ribya, according to Rush, includes much more. It includes getting married and everything which goes into getting married. So Memela, it may not be a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, because it's a broader mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Gemara is medayik on the lashon of boyu b'shluchay. Right, that's the first Gemara. Rish mekadesh boyu b'shluchay. The point of the chiddush of the Mishnah is that one can be mekadesh on yedei shaliach. And that's really our first major sugya. If you have a moment, so you should go over, if you haven't done as of yet, Beis Amud Aleph. Because Beis Amud Aleph discusses why the Masechta begins with Isha Niknas Veloshen Kinyan, and why the second parak is Ish Mekadesh Veloshen Kiddushin. Alright, it's a very important issue, and a very important Gemara in Beis and Beis. And Yirat Hashem will get to discuss it. Ha'ish Mekadesh Boyu B'Shluchoy. So the Chiddush is that one can be Mekadesh Al Yedei Shaliach. Alright? And the exactly what the Chiddush is, so that we'll discuss when we get to the bottom of the Yomud. But the Gemara understands that the Gemara raises the question that if that's the Chiddush, it should simply say Ha'ish Mekadesh Al Yedei Shaliach. Ha'ish Miskadesh Al Yedei Shaliach. Ha'ish Mekadesh Boy. That's so unnecessary. Right? Boyu b'shlucha. But the top Tosfos says that it is so unnecessary that you can't even say it's a loizu afzu. Sometimes you have one of the styles of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah will record something which is a very small chiddush, and then record something that's a bigger chiddush. Loizu afzu. So every so often the Gemara will say, why do we need to record the smaller chiddush? Say the bigger chiddush. So the Gemara says, sometimes the Gemara gives a teretz, that the smaller chiddush is a chiddush which would otherwise go unnoticed. And sometimes the Gemara says, Ein hachanami, you're right, but the Tana has a style. Loizu avsu, it presents Allah and then builds and presents the bigger chiddush. So Tosfos says that you can only say that in bavos. You can only say that in lines. You can't say that in words. Boyu b'shlucha. So Mikiv Eger points to what Nachman discusses why we should taka say that, and points at that sometimes the Gemara says it even b'teves. Lechayra over here, the boy just doesn't say anything at all. The word boy is, it's not even telling me a premise. Obviously, Ish Mekadesh Boy. So the Gemara is saying that Hashda B'Shluchim Mekadesh Boy Meboye. So the Gemara points out that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Boyu B'Shluchai teaches me the din of Osir La Adam Sheyekadesh Esa Isha Ad Sheyir Ena. That's Pshatan Boy. Ha'ish Mekadesh Boy. Boy is a din. Exactly what kind of a din, if look at it. Boy is a din. It sounds like Osir La Adam Sheyekadesh Isha Ad Sheyir Ena. Ubishluchai. Next. And he can mekadesh with a shliach. Ha'isha miskadesh is ba. So the ba there teaches us that mitzvah ba yoisim v'shlucha. Right? So that's the first sugya. Hashle v'shlucha mekadesh boi meboye. Omrav yoisim mitzvah ba yoisim v'shlucha. Ki hoder av safra machrech reisha. Rava Molach Shibuta Iko da Amre Beho Isura Nami Isva Kidir Rav Yehuda Merav Da Amre Yehuda Merav Osu Lo Odom Shei Kadesh Isha Ad Shei Yerena Shei Meyira Badover Meguna Viteskana Olav Virachmona Omar Viyohavto Lereyach Okomoicha Vichy Yitmar De Rav Yosef Aseifu Yitmar Ha'isha miskadesh is bo b'shlucha. Hashta b'shlucha mikdesha ba bo meboye. Om Rav Yosef mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucha. Ki ode Rav Safra machrech reisha Rav Malch Shibuta. Avol b'ha isura lesba. Ki de Resh Lakish. Da Om Resh Lakish. Tav lemesav tandu mi lemesav armalu. So Resh Lakish said that the isur of Om Yudam Rav does not apply to a woman because it's not going to bring her to be mizgana olav or aleha, because tavla meisav tandu mila meisav armalu. That's the sugya. You're right? So the two halachas in the sugya. One halacha is mitzvah boy yesim v'shulchai, and the other is osala odnam shikadesh yisra isha ad shiirenu. What is the... Let's focus on mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha. Alright? No, so what should bother you about the way that the sugya records the din of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha? Go ahead. So lechora, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. I understand why you're saying that. Lechora, what the Gemara is saying is that we wouldn't be able to learn it out from the Reisha. Right? It's not that it doesn't apply to the Reisha. The Gemara is saying that the din of mitzvah boyish and mishluchai would apply to the husband and the wife. However, when it comes to the husband, the line mekadesh boy teaches us a din, and therefore it does not teach us that the Tana holds the mitzvah boyish mishluchai. But when we come to the Seifa and we say mitzvah boyish mishluchai gavi the isha, then it will certainly apply to the ish. Right, lechora, that's how you have to learn pshat. Right, look at the Tosfos. He itmar the Rav Yosef asef itmar ulachi loymoiki areisha ukegoin shemakira mishum dohom minole. So why don't we say, Tosfos says, why don't we say that the reisha is talking about when he knows who the woman is? Ha'ish mekanish boy, he's met her va'afal pikein. It's boy because mitzvah boy yesim v'shluchai. How can we derive it from this din? So Tosfos doesn't come to your conclusion and saying no. So mitzvah doesn't apply to the reisha. He's saying we would not know the din from the reisha. All right. Good. No. So mitzvah boy yesim mishluchai. Go ahead. Louder. No. So let's go slow in the sugya. The sugya, the strange din, the strange presentation. Omer Rav Yosef, mitzvah boy Yosef v'shluchai ki hodir Rav Safra, machrech reisha. He used to grill. The part of the head that he was preparing for Shabbos himself. Rava molach shibuta. Rava would pickle the fish. He would salt the fish. He would make the herring for Shabbos. Right? He would do it himself. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Yutes is a list of different things that the Amiram would do, and they would do it themselves. So what's Rav Yosef saying? Mitzvah bo Yosef mi b'shluchai. You have a mitzvah. I'm able to do... Yeah, the Tosvi Azokin called Mitzvah Shumutelas a love Yase Begufoi Veloy Al Yedei Shliach. There's a preference and a heeder and a defos to do it by oneself. Right? No. So what do we gain? What's the point of Rabbi Yosef referring to the mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos? And that's the nusach of Rabbi Yosef, because in the end of the sugya, when the Gemara wants to apply Rav Yosef to the Seifa, so once again he quotes Rav Yosef. Apparently, that was the lashon of Rav Yosef. It's not Ravina and Rav Ashi explaining Rav Yosef's din. Rav Yosef used to say, "Mitzvah boy Yosef v'shluchai ki ha the Rav Safra machrech reishi went all the way to Kovod Shabbos." So why does Rabbi Yosef establish the din based on Kavod Shabbos, based on the Meiser Rab of these Amiraim? What's the base of the comparison between the mitzvah of Kiddushin and the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? No, go ahead. No, L'chayra of Yosef wants to machadesh something. Rav Yosef is saying that mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchah is even legabe hechsher mitzvah. That's his chiddush. When it comes to a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to a mitzvah, of course, mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchah, but hechsher mitzvah is a chiddush. Why is hechsher mitzvah a chiddush? What's the svara to say that it's a bigger chiddush legabe hechsher mitzvah? No, Daniel. The point of a hechsher mitzvah, lechayra, hechsher mitzvah, buying an esrog is hechsher mitzvah, right? What's the point of buying an esrog? Lechayra, the point of buying the esrog is you should have an esrog when it comes to sukkahs. So does it really matter whether somebody bought the esrog for you or whether you bought the esrog yourself? So look, I understand what you're thinking. If I go to the store myself and I examine it myself and I put in time myself, all right, so it may not be a mitzvah, maybe you can't point, but it's a schus. So certainly I have a bigger schus if I went to the store myself and I gave up an entire night, maybe two nights, and I went through the amelus and getting an esrog rather than sitting at home, right, doing a dvarim b'talim, and somebody comes and drops off an esrog. So of course it's the greatest chus. But let's say it's the following. Let's say a person has a choice of learning. He can spend one night and go to the moicher and buy the esrog, and he loses an entire seder, right? Or at the end of the night he can learn a blat and kiddushim, and somebody brings him the esrog, same level esrog. So he traded a hechsher mitzvah, he traded aschus for a key mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the going says Talmud Torah wins out of everything because every single word is a mitzvah. So he spent 4 or 5 hours. Every single word is a key of mitzvah deiraisa. That's a good trade, right? Unless you say mitzvah boy yesem mishluchai. So if you say mitzvah boy yesem mishluchai, so then that means that becomes a mitzvah hamutelis alai. And the halach is legabe Talmud Torah that efshar la'asos edei acherim is Talmud Torah takes precedence. But efshar la'asos edei acherim, so then Talmud Torah, then the mitzvah takes precedence. Right? Should I be mevaker chayla? Should I go to a wedding? Should I be mesa, lose the whole night being mesameh chasam mekala? Right? Or should I stay in the basement and learn? So Rav Moshe writes, it's a tshuva. Rav Moshe says, if you got an invitation, so that means that the chosan says you're going to be mesameichim. It's the efshel sosadei acherim. Right? So it's the efshel sosadei acherim that becomes a mitzvah mutlan. You can't, no one else can be mekayim this mitzvah. It's an afkamina. Sometimes you get invited because the chosan's parents know your parents. Chosan doesn't know who you are. Doesn't matter. Lo malav lo morin. If you go to the wedding or not, right? Sometimes it'll make your parents happy, so it's a key mitzvah, keep it aveim. Also important. But let's say it doesn't matter to your parents. You only got invited because it's your parents' third cousin, and they have a minute to invite all third cousins, right? You've never seen the chosan. You'll never see him after the wedding. So then, there's no key mitzvah l'chayra. Unless having trouble getting people to come, having trouble getting an oilam. But Pashtus, to have an Olam, so then learning takes precedence. It's Efshal, whatever you will accomplish will be accomplished by other people. But if one of your Chaverim is getting married, and you got an invitation, if everybody says you got an invitation, that means that the Chassan is saying, you can do it, nobody else can do. Whatever the Chassan wants, 20, wants 30 people there. So that's Efshal Asosadei Achaverim. So once we have this din, mitzvah boy yosemi b'shluchai, so that means that mitzvah boy is the efshar la'asay saydei achayrim. The chosan has seen the kala many, many, many times. Right? And the kala lives far away. It's already time to get married. So he can either get on a plane, fly out there, marry the kala, or he can stay back, can learn, right? Send the shliach out there, and he has the nusach, the bottom of the yomid, what to say, right? And be makadish nisha, bring her back, live happily ever after, right? So the Gemara says no. Mitzvah boy yesu mishluchai. That's the second, the seifa. Even if you don't have to worry about Rav Yehuda or Rav's din, all right? So now, how far do we go with this then? Right. So lechor again. What did we say? Why did Rav Yosef go to covet Shabbos? Right. So Daniel said, because to tell me mitzvah boy yeshem mishluchai when it comes to a mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shem said you have to do is a reposha. But when it comes to a hechsher mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shem gave this mitzvah as a hechsher mitzvah. So pashtos, the pshat and hechsher mitzvah, is that the important thing is the mitzvah gets done, or the what has to, the preparation for the mitzvah gets taken care of. So Rav Yosef is machadesh that even by hechsher mitzvah yeshem mishluchai. That's pshat and boy. All right. That's pashtos. All right. Now, two questions: how far do you take it? In mitzvah yesim mishluchai. So here's a wide-ranging machlokes that we'll come back to. There's a famous netziv that's quoted in the yeshivas all the time. The netziv says, how far do we take it? Is it taka true when I said about the esreg? That mitzvah yesim mishluchai. Is that taka true? The netziv says. Is every single hechsher mitzvah a mitzvah boy yesim mishluchai? They have to go to the store and buy my own talis. Right? Am I supposed to learn ksav so I can write my own tefillin? I can write my own mezuzah. So the netziv asks this kasha. The netziv is the yesod. The netziv's yesod is that mitzvah boy yesim mishluchai is only by hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'tayra. The Netziv writes, we have a strange thing. Sometimes the Torah records the Hechsher Mitzvah. And sometimes it's not mentioned. Ki yikach ish isha. The Torah recorded the Hechsher Mitzvah. Ve'ichinu es asher yaviyu. The Torah recorded the Hechsher Mitzvah of Shabbos. The Netziv writes, Sukkos. Vasisem, the Gemara Darshan refers to the sukkah. So, building a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'tayra. But if the tziv indicates writing your tefillin is not hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'tayra. So listen to what the tziv is saying. He's saying Gemara Gevor. It's a machloikis. The Mogen Avraham writes in Simen Reish Nun, every hechsher mitzvah, every mitzvah is mitzvah yesim mishluchai. You look in Simen Reish Nun, the Sha'arei Tshuva discusses this. When do we say, he does not give a clear klal? He discusses Hashavas Aveda. He discusses making the Sudas HaBris. He says he thinks mitzvah boy yesim v'shluchay. Look at the Shari Tshuva and Simin Reish Nun. So you have a three-way machloikas. The Mogen Avram, who says it applies to every mitzvah. The Shari Tshuva that doesn't give you a clear klal, but gives you many examples. Sudas Bris. Asiyah Sukkah. She'ivas Mayim for the mitzvah. Being metapel with the chaver kedisha to the kvaris, being mesame chasim nakala. So he does that. I don't know what the klal is. And the nitziv who says it certainly applies to every mitzvah and applies to a hechsher mitzvah too. What's the svar of the nitziv? What's the svar of the nitziv? No. No, go ahead.
If the Torah wrote it, then it feels more important.
But you can even say sharper.
Maybe it has like an intrinsic connection to the mitzvah more than other actual mitzvahs?
Correct, but you can still say sharper. Go ahead.
It's not the actual mitzvah,
it's the Torah wrote it down. You're saying it's correct. The hechsher, yeah?
Saying that we're sort of discounting the whole idea of shifas by saying that it's always a b'diavad institution.
Oh, so we have to come back, that's a good kasha. Is shlichus always b'diavad? So in economic, that's it's going to mean that in many, many cases, by mitzvahs, that's going to be the nafkamit of the Mogen Avraham and the Nativ, in economic, yeah. That's correct. That's correct. Hechsher mitzvah needn't be written. If the Torah says do a mitzvah, obviously you have to do the hechsher mitzvah. The Torah says that you have to shake a luluv and esrog. No, of course you have to get a luluv and esrog. Torah says that you have to put on a talis. You're going to have to buy a talis. You're going to have to get a talis. So the hechsher mitzvah is always extra. You have to build a sukkah. No, I have to sit in a sukkah. Obviously, I have to make sure I have a sukkah. So the Torah says, make sure you have a sukkah. Make sure you have a talis. So by the fact that the Torah wrote that which is totally unnecessary, shows that what Pinchas Beni and Daniel said is correct. That there's an upgrade to this hechsher mitzvah. Call it schar, call it a connection, whatever you're going to call it. That's the word in the nitziv. Okay? No, so what's difficult? How about the sugi? Go ahead.
Is everything you're saying makes sense with
the Rosh? So everything makes sense according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, beautiful. Go ahead, Aaron.
Why? So according to the Rambam,
by here, it
says to use the Rosh and the Gemara by Nisiyos and the Tutor by Shabbos. He's talking about Kavar, he's only giving Shokar, he says, he has to use Mitzvah. He says, if you're
hosting
it yourself, that's
the code. Okay, go. So I'll look at it now. Okay, so again, so what do we say? So everything we said until now only makes sense according to Rosh. According to Rosh, the Pshat and the Sugi is beautiful. According to Rosh, Kiddushin is a Hechsher mitzvah. According to Rosh, mitzvah boyes and v'shlucha is the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we say mitzvah boy yes v'shlucha im Hechsher mitzvah. According to the Rosh, and here is the assumption we all made, we have to look at this assumption if that's correct, is that we said preparing for Shabbos is Hechsher Mitzvah. So we said, based on this assumption we didn't speak out, we said, so Rav Yosef, according to the Rosh, is a perfect analogy. That's why you have to emphasize that Rav Yosef says, look at Kovod Shabbos. Because he's being machadesh mitzvah boy, yes v'shlucha im hechsher mitzvah. Nitzev is even more specific chiddush. Mitzvah boy, yes v'shlucha v'hechsher mitzvah k'suvah v'tayra. Is it correct that pickling fish is a hechsher mitzvah? Is it correct that kovod Shabbos is hechsher mitzvah? No. What do you say, Daniel? Aaron's bias. We'll go back to the moment. What do we say? Why? Why?
Otherwise, you'd say also Shabbos also.
Whoa, no. That didn't follow.
The mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos as being mentioned in the Torah, I guess, but
No, what did you say? Go ahead. No, go ahead. So, but that's what Daniel is saying, but that could be, just because it's mentioned, doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah per se. Could be Hesher mitzvah. Hesher is a ksuvah b'Torah. No? What did you say?
Maybe it's a term in the Torah that we raised, that upgrade that we talked about in terms of, just now that we talked about, in terms of asking us, and maybe there is a status of already in the Torah.
It'll get an upgrade. It'll be a bigger schuz. But is it correct to say that Kovid Shabbos is a Hekshar Mitzvah? That's, we all assumed it, right? Till a few minutes ago, no one stopped me. So why do we assume that Kovid Shabbos is a Hekshar Mitzvah? No? Well, what's Kovid Shabbos? Go ahead. No, so Kovid Shabbos is what? Washing? What else? Achanas, right? So, and what's Einik Shabbos? So that's the famous Vilna Gaon, right? The famous Vilna Gaon that's quoted in the yeshivas is, I think it's recorded in the Domestic Eliezer. I'm not sure if it's recorded in, I'm not sure in the Be'er Grof. The Domestic Eliezer is a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon who wrote a Pirush on the Be'er Grof. So the Domestic Eliezer writes, I think this is where it comes from. That, but it's this is often a very popular word. That the difference between Kovid Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos is that Kovid Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, and Oneg Shabbos is On Shabbos. All right. In other words, that we often throw around the terms Kovid Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos as identical terms. What's the difference? But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says absolutely not. Rambam writes in Lamed Perek Lamed Halacha Beis. This is the segue from last year's Masechta to this year's Masechta. That's why the Rosh Yeshiva chose the second Perek. It's easier to move from Shabbos to Kedusha. So in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, Ezu Kovei, Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin is Ezu Oneg. So Rambam clearly says Kovid and Oneg, even though colloquially we may merge the two, but they are separate halachas. The Rambam has Kovid, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, and Vav, and Oneg is Zayin, Ches, and Tes, and Yud. And what's the difference? So the Nusach that we say B'shem the Vilna Gaon is that Kovid Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Kovid Shabbos is, the Rambam says, that you have to bathe in Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah al odom lerchotponov yodem raglov v'chamen be'erev Shabbos. And get dressed on Erev Shabbos, the Mekabel Shabbos. And that one doesn't eat on Erev Shabbos, so that one will not come into Shabbos from the Kovid Shabbos. And misader adam shulchanoi be'erev Shabbos. And halacha zayin oneg. Oneg is to have the best kinds of food for Shabbos. Laharva is b'machol v'Shabbos. Sholoshudas. Achilas Basar Shtiyas Yain B'Shabbos Oineg Uloi. So based on this Vilna Gaon, so once again, our analysis of the Gemara is perfect. Katav Eferach going to Rosh. Kovid Shabbos is Hechsher Mitzvah for Oineg Shabbos. Kovid Shabbos, what you do on Erev Shabbos to have Oineg Shabbos and Shabbos. So the Rav Yosef is saying, I have a perfect equation. Hechsher Mitzvah Kiddushin, Hechsher Mitzvah Kovid Shabbos. Elamai, according to Rambam, as beautiful as the Gemara is, according to Rosh, according to Rambam, you're stuck. Why? Because according to Rambam, Kiddushin is a mitzvah in and of itself. So according to Rambam, Rav Yosef is very, very difficult. Why is he going to Kovid Shabbos? The best he can do, he's telling me that I'm comparing the din of Kiddushin because there were Amayuroim, Amayuroim who prepared for Shabbos. So Lachari, you could say, it's Kal Vachomer, right? If there's a din of mitzvah boy, Yosim Vishluchai, and a Hechsher mitzvah, even a Hechsher mitzvah, Ksuva B'Torah, then certainly there's going to be Lagavi mitzvah. All right? So that would be a simple way of finishing up the Rambam. But Lachaira, what Aaron noticed in the Rambam is, will give us a more accurate understanding. There's one very strong kasha, Luli this Tefina, if one would be allowed to ask a kasha in the Gra. So there's one line in the Rambam which is inconsistent with the Vilna Gaon's pshat. What's that line in the Rambam? What's the one line in the Rambam? Alright? Now what Aaron said before is that the Lashon of Rambam changes. So we'll come back to that in a moment. And that would be consistent with what we just said, that Kiddushin is a mitzvah and Kovet is actually a mitzvah. Alright? But there's one halach in Rambam that is inconsistent with this mahalach. No? Anybody have it? No, go ahead. No, that's not bad. Not bad. But Lachairahi means, according to the Vilna Gaon, that you have to make sure you have that. You have to make sure you have the best possible food in accordance with your fundings. He's giving you a shear in the yonik. Lachairah. No. No one has it? Effie, go ahead. The what? Why would that matter for us? No. My question is the Vilna Gaon's vort that Kovod Shabbos a Hechsher Mitzvah Einik Shabbos takes place on Erev Shabbos. All right. So I'm trying to find. I find one inconsistent with that. All right. We'll come back to your nakuda at the beginning. Go ahead, Ben. May not be Bechinus Hashayivu, and it might be the Chavetz Chaim writes in Einik Shabbos is Deiraisa. Kovod Shabbos is, it says it's Taka Derabanan, but Einik Shabbos is Deiraisa. No, the Rambam writes in Perek Lamed Halacha Dalet Halacha Hey Misader Adam Shulchano VeErev Shabbos VeAfalpi Shenitzavach El Lekzayis. There's a mitzvah to have the house set up for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Even though you may have a small, you may be eating out on Friday night, there still is a mitzvah that your dining room should look like a Shabbosic dining room. To prepare the house for Shabbos. V'chein misader shulchano b'moitzoi Shabbos. So Rambam writes that Melava Malka is a din in Kovod Shabbos. Right? Rambam writes, people are often not careful when it comes to Shol Shudas. That's a din. And people are not as careful as should be Melava Malka. Melava Malka is not a chassidish happening. La Malki is a din. It's a din in Rambam. That mechabde bichnisase b'tziyase. When you have an important guest, an important estate guest, so they always have an important reception for them. and then they have a state dinner before they leave. Right? So that's what the Rambam is saying. Pashas and Rambam is that Kovod Shabbos is extending to Shabbos the same Kovod you give to a melech, to an important guest. So Mechavdei Bechnisosai Umechavdei Bisiosai. So Laniyaz Daiti, the one problem I have with the Vilna Goyim's Pshat, and again, it's only a ha'or in the Rambam. When the Vilna Goyim says, it'll fit beautifully. No one is forced to say that Malava Malka is a din in Kovod Shabbos. Malava Malka could be some other kind of a din. Who's it has to fit under Kovod Shabbos? Could have some other din to maintain the Hemshech of Shabbos. Kosher Lai Pridaschem could be a din Avdola. Right? Who said it has to fit into Kovod Shabbos? But the Rambam says it fits in the Kovod Shabbos. So according to Rambam, how can you say that Kovod Shabbos is Hechsher Mitzvah for Einik Shabbos? Can't be. Because there's no way that Malava Malka is a din in Kovod Shabbos if Kovod Shabbos and Erev Shabbos they get din. So it's true that the Rambam says Erev Shabbos over and over and over again in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis Gimel and Dalet. But L'chayra, this is the one Raya that Yeshur LaHoshiv, that the Rambam does not hold that Kovod Shabbos is a Hechsher Mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. And that's consistent with the way the Rambam will be forced, because we had another pshat, it'll be consistent with a pshat in Rav Yosef's din. Right? So again, so what do we say? We're saying that according to Rambam, Kovod Shabbos is not Hechsher Mitzvah Einik Shabbos. The Raya is Malava Malka. So what is Kovod Shabbos? What is Kovod Shabbos? So the Rambam writes, Eizu Kovod Zeshomu Chachomim She Mitzvah Odom Lachoyitz Ponov Yodav Aragul B'chamev Shabbos Ibnei Kovod Shabbos Umisatev B'tzitzes V'yoyshe v'kovid rosh mi'achel akbolas p'nei ha-shabbos k'moyshu yoytze l'kras ha-melech. What's Kovod Shabbos? The Rambam says washing up, getting dressed, doesn't stop there. If Kovod Shabbos was a hechsher mitzvah einik Shabbos, he would stop. You're clean, you're well dressed, you're going to feel good in Shabbos, einik Shabbos. Rambam goes on to say the yoyshev bechavid rosh, and you sit seriously, miyachel akbolas pnei Shabbos, waiting to receive Shabbos, kemoi shu yoytze lekras hamelech. An important person's coming, a melech is coming, the prosh of a guest is coming, the house is ready before they come. Doesn't get done in the last minute. So that when the guest comes, you're schwitzing and you're pouring a sweat. Right? That's it. We often have a skewed impression of what of how to prepare for Shabbos. Right? You have a skewed impression that that running on adrenaline for the last 24 Shabbos and then plopping down in one seat in shul, because one finally made it, that's not the way. So one feels good, one made it. One made it before Shabbos, hopefully before Ashrei, right? But one is schwitzing. That's not the Rambam's view of Kovod Shabbos, right? It could be that the Kiyum in the Ari, because the Ari writes, the Shari Tshuva quotes, Hazeya sha'od ha'meziya b'tzorchei Shabbos heim skula l'mechika savonis k'may admois. And he writes that the sweat that one has on Erev Shabbos in preparing for Shabbos is a school of Mechikas Avonos. It's a Shittos in the Ari. The Ari writes that the sweat you have when you make batz is also a school. So that might be the halach, but the Ari doesn't necessarily mean it has to be done that you have to sweat 2 minutes before Shabbos. You can sweat before the shower also, right? So that's not a stira. But the Rambam holds that that's Kabbalah. There were many Gedolim who are always who are makbunas. The Yerushalmi Minna, Yerushalayim, people in Makabel Shabbos, the covered rush. People in Makabel Shabbos 40 minutes before Shvia. So they rush before the 40 minutes. But once the sirens go, they stop rushing. That's Yerushalmi minute. It's based on this Rambam. Rav Yoshev now. Rav Yoshev was, Shlita was always very, very inaccessible. For many, many years. Till recently. On Erev Shabbos, he is most accessible. Erev Shabbos in the 3 o'clock or earlier, a little bit earlier, the house is entirely ready. People line up to go in, but they wait, the house is entirely ready. Rav Yoshev is sitting there already, ready for Makabel Shabbos, and he's very, very comfortable, and he receives people. They say that I have a person, a friend of mine, who was in Boston for a while. They said the Rav was ready well before Shabbos. The Rav would not take phone calls before Shabbos because he was ready for Shabbos. He would not because of Chil Shabbos, but he was already. But what do you see from Rambam? Rambam writes that under the category of covered Shabbos, so Rambam's understanding of covered Shabbos is not a hechsher mitzvah for oinig Shabbos. It's got nothing to do with covered Shabbos, saying Lechododi. Covered Shabbos, according to Rambam, is what we call Kabbalah Shabbos. Being Mekabel Shabbos, the way that one is Mekabel a king, or even more specifically, being Mekabel the Shechina, that is covered Shabbos. Readying one's house for Kabbalah, why do I say Kabbalah Shechina? Because Misatev, the Ram writes Misatev Vitalis. So the Rav used to point out Misatev Vitalis is only by Kabbalah Shechina. When is there a din of putting the talis over one's head? When is there an extra? Is it a din of Ituf for Koyisul Bracha? And there's a din of Ituf whenever there's a greater sense of Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So Ituf, the Rav used to point out over here. So we pointed out at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos last year. So once you understand this, so you say now we understand. According to Rambam, Kovid Shabbos is mitzvah lein, right? It's not a hechsher mitzvah. So now Rav Yosef makes perfect sense. Mitzvah boy Yosef v'shluchai, right? Legabe kiddushin, and we learn that from another mitzvah, Kovid Shabbos. Right, now we'll go a step further. That's what Aaron pointed out before. The Rambam writes in Halacha Hey. V'tzorech l'sakein Halacha Vav. Af al pi shehoya adam choshev b'yoyser ve'yein darkei likach dvar min ashok. So choshev, he doesn't go into Machan Yehuda and buy things. V'lo doesn't go into Pathmark. Malolis asik b'mlochish shemabayis, and he's a choshev. He doesn't get involved in washing clothes and washing dishes. Chayav lasos devarim shein letzarech Shabbos begufoy shezel kavoidai. The Rambam says when it comes to kavod Shabbos, you have to do these things begufoy. You have to go to Pathmark alone. You have to wash alone. Different, some, I heard some Rabbanim saying every Amor did one thing. He didn't do everything. He didn't shop, and he didn't pickle the fish, and he didn't salt. One thing he did, he shopped. That was his thing, right? But something that has to do b'chvaydoi, b'atzma himself, says the Rambam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch explains, the Shulchan Aruch Rav spells it out. He says that's the only way to explain this Gemara. Because if Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef used to chop wood, and Rabbi Zeira would light the fire, and Rabbi Nachman would prepare the clothes and the kelim. So the Alter Rebbe writes, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that's the only way to explain it. Why were they Mevatel Zman? If they didn't shop wood all week, why are they shopping wood on Friday? If they learned on Monday, learned on Friday. If he didn't pickle the fish on Wednesday, because he was learning, so why pickle the fish on Friday? So the only way to explain the heter for being mevatel from learning is that it was a mitzvah boy. It was the Yesh HaSos Adei Acherim. That's what you're saying. Shezeu Kvoidei. The two pshatim, the Acherim, was Shezeu Kvoidei. Right? Two pshatim. Either you say Zeu Kvoidei, this is Kovid Shabbos, that you should do it yourself. Kabbalah, you don't do Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah with somebody else. You're not Mekabal, it's not Kovid. The king comes to your door, that's not Kovid for the king to send somebody else to the door. Right? Zeu Kvoidei, you do it yourself. Right? A woman will take much greater pride in baking something herself than buying baked goods from the store. So when she wants to be mechabed, she's an important guest, she wants to be able to say she baked this herself, home baked, right? That may be the reason, might be the reason why the Ramah writes the beginning of Shabbos is a mitzvah to make challah for Shabbos. Maybe a different reason, because of Pas Yisrael. Right? Not sure. So the Shezeu Kavoidei, and the Aruch HaShulchan says Zeu Kvoidei, this is real kovid. Person says, I'm too chashiv to go to Pathmark. Right? I'm too chashiv to stand in line at the bakery. Me? I should stand in line at the bakery. Right? He says, that's not real kovid. Real kovid is standing in line in the bakery because you're buying something for Shabbos. Zeu Kvoidei. You want to know, you want to get kovid. Kovid is, if you're able to prepare your house for the king, for Shechina, that's real kovid. So a person loves kovid, you should go to Pathmark and shop for Shabbos. That's the pshat in the Alter Rebbe. All right. Either way, you see from Rambam that the mitzvah of kovid Shabbos is a mitzvah shebegufa. Right. Just like kiddushin is a mitzvah shebegufa. Right. And that's pshat that even though I could accomplish the same thing al yidei shlichos, but there's a din that this should be done by oneself. So now the question is, maybe we've gone too far. Maybe we've made kovid Shabbos into a mamish and mitzvah shebegufoy, and seif kiddushin, right, is like any other mitzvah. Right, so maybe Rav Yosef's equation is not so good. So it could be, that's a good kasha. It could be you can retire it in the following way. The famous Rambam. When you get married, you'll all learn this Rambam. In Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Yud Tes. Tzivu Chacham She Odom Mechabed Es Ishto Yosef Migufoy. The oihava kigufa. The chain siva alisha shetia mechaberes as baila be yosemidai. So, one of the halachas of husband and wife is to be mechaber each other. So, it could be that that's what the Gemara is pointing out. There's the mitzvah of kiddushin is not a mitzvah of being mechaber your wife. That's the mitzvah of getting married. But there is a din de rabbanon to be mechaber one's wife. And for the wife to mechaber the husband. So if I send the ring with somebody else, because I'm too busy to be mechadish my wife, so that's not being mechaber my wife. And if my wife is too busy to be mechaber the ring, so she sends her secretary, that's not being mechaber her husband. So in kiddushin, there is an opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of Chazal to mechabit each other. So perhaps that's how the Rambam would learn pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam would say that mitzvah bo yesim v'shluchai applies to kiddushin, and kidom Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef says when it's important to express kovid, so the expression of kavod is done by oneself, is done by mitzvah bo yesem mishulchan. According to Rambam, the Gemara is extremely meduyak and extremely precise. A mitzvah of kavod that has to be done, or an opportunity to be machabed. If I want to be machabed the mitzvah, if there's an interest, in this case of Chazal established to be machabed mitzvah bo yesem mishulchan. Chazal were misaking that when it comes to kiddushin, mitzvah bo yesem mishluchay, because the gabe, your husband and wife, there's a din of being mechabit each other. Get Amr of Yosef, that kovet is done by personal involvement. All right? What's that?
That's only a din to Rabbanon, though, where it's covered Shabbos is more.
No. It's perfect. So they learned it from Shabbos. No, it's good. Daniel?
Why would you give up?
Mitzvah shegufa usually mean is mitzvah shegufa usually means, the term is usually used to mean that shlichus is not possibility. That's why in terms of the phrase, it's not good terminology. Mitzvah shegufa is a tefillin, it's talis. It's a semantic issue. I didn't want to use the term because it's not the right term. Go ahead.
You're not using the Sharia to help there. You're using the Sharia so you can
get the right. Yeah. I didn't want to use the term. It's not inappropriate. All right? What's the change of Lashon again? Right. So that would fit in very well what we're saying. Look, I have a Shabbos, the etzem din of kavod Shabbos is to do it begufo. Right? By kiddushin, chazal or misaking, that this is the right way to mechabed one's spouse. Right? So by Shabbos, it's the etzem mitzvah. And by kiddushin, not the etzem mitzvah. All right? So make a quick sikum. So we pointed out that yesterday we discussed that there are two ways looking at kiddushin, hefshir mitzvah, or a mitzvah in of itself. So now we went weiter today, and we said, based on yesterday's shiur, how do we learn pshat in mitzvah yisur mishluchot? How do you compare it to kavod Shabbos? So it's perfect. The Rosh will learn that kavod Shabbos is the hechsher mitzvah, the pashtos, the Vilna Gaon. So in Mela we are comparing two hechsher mitzvahs. And Rambam, l'shitasai, says kiddush is a mitzvah on its own, and kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah on its own, not actually a mitzvah on Shabbos. So the Mele, the Rambam will understand that's what Rav Yosef is saying. Rav Yosef is saying, and then we went a step deeper. We said, and the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is to be mechabed by Kabbalah. The mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is to be mekabel Shabbos ki'ilu Shabbos the Melech. To mekabel pnei shechina, and the best way to mekabel the pnei shechina is to do it yourself. So Chazal, when they were misake in kiddushin, and they wanted to already begin the din of kiddushin, the mechabed husband and wife, they said mitzvah. They were misake in a din of mitzvah boy lecharchila boy yesim mishlucha, both an husband and wife. All right. So now, how far do we take the din? A mitzvah boys from Mishluchai. So we said it's a machlekes achrayim, Magen Avraham, Shari Tshuva, and Nitziv. So it could be that is totally in the machlekes Rishayim. If you hold that kiddushin and Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos are hechsherei mitzvah, so then the Nitziv lechayra, our sugya will tell us that mitzvah boy yesh mishluch applies to every mitzvah. And the Hashem is a Tzuvah B'Torah. If on the other end you learn like the Rambam, then perhaps it only applies to mitzvahs where being personally involved is important to the mitzvah itself. And that's where the Shari Tshuva seems to pull together. Mitzvahs where personal involvement adds something to the mitzvah itself. Our cases are covered. Magen Avraham says that it applies to every single mitzvah. right? The Magen Rambam, the very end of Siman Reishna. So now, please look at, not now, later on, please look at the Shaar HaTzion at the end of Siman Reish Nun. Sif Tes. Shaar HaTzion is a kasha with two terutzim. Alright, so you should be able to see how that Shaar HaTzion fits into what we discussed in the Rosh and the Rambam. Okay, on Sunday, Birtz Hashem, apologies for coming late, but one of the bridge traffic is certainly Yidei Shemayim. Okay, so you'll have regular shiur, 12 o'clock, Mr. Shem, on Sunday. Alright, Monday you're off. So please, on Sunday, Mr. Shem, we'll discuss. We'll pick up the din of Osov Shekadosh Isha Achi Irena. Please get down at least the beginning of Shlichus. And please, by Tuesday, have completed Gemara Rashi Tosfos by the end of Shabbat. When I say Tosfos, I don't mean to know every single Tosfos that we're going to work on the next few days. But at least have seen the sugya, at least Gemara Rashi, and get a feel for the Tosfos, so that you see the entire sugya before we start looking at it b'iyun. One of the problems of our schedule at Yeshiva is, and you have to be misaki in this, is the break between Thursday and Sunday. It's a very damaging to one's learning. But not to be in the sugya for Friday, Shabbos, that means every time we come back on Sunday, so you have to, so it's very important to establish a Seder where at least, between Friday and Shabbos, at least for some time in Shabbos, you're in touch with the Limud. Could be for half an hour, could be for an hour, but at least to make sure, you can have other starim, you know, do other things, but at least be in touch with the Gemara Kiddushin, the Ar Sugya, so that it doesn't become, that the break is not so damaging. Okay, we'll dive in a minute.
I just wanted to take
that's a good place to have a discussion. We'll discuss it in the summer. We'll apply us with the extra bits. Right.